Welcome to everyone. Before going into book, out of curiosity, I have a question. Here somebody is sound engineer, because there is this sound outside, and when a male is speaking, we feel disturbed. And there also came a time when female were speaking, there was no much disturbance. So like hearing this, the question came inside me. Maybe when as a male body, I'm speaking, maybe it is disturbing, And when Jayaji and Jevaji are speaking, maybe it's not. So just curious, because we really felt, when a male spoke, no. What is that, What? Yes, please. Physics, yes. It's like only male sound travels longer, or
like low sound.
No?
Like really low sound.
So going in the book, last evening this sage was saying that natatra deva veda va yajna va bahudakshina asrayet atma vijnanam. Like there, only shelter is this. Searching into self, not to self, actually, I think. Like to self means into self, like then also searching dissolves into self. And another thing he was saying that na tatra deva, the grace of Guru will not help you there, or gods will not help you there. Veda, scriptures will not help you. Also, fire puja will not help you. Also, bahudakshina, thinking that, I could make enough money, then donate it, also that will not work. So, kind of alerting us really to have shelter of going into, really somehow finding a way so you can go in, and then result of that will be, he was saying, Bimalam Sarvato Mukham. You will find yourself listening everywhere, tasting everywhere, And like another meaning of Bimalam will be without you, like without you being there, you know, like it's like without being alert, you know, without being like without being the kind of being we know, you know, like we know like somebody like was speaking to me and said that consciousness on duty, you know, and consciousness off duty, kind of. So like without being consciousness on duty, still Bimalam means probably consciousness without being on duty, you know, like, and still you have eligibility to, like generally, like we think that if I'm not on duty, you know, how can I listen? But Sage is saying that without being on duty, you will be able to like listen, taste and everything. Yeah, not registering on, like actually, like what happens, like you know, when you lie down, so then there is like a state, like when you are aware of lying down, and then another, like another state, because of the posture, you know, you really have to relax, and once you relax, like when you report back, you say, you know, I was not there, but I also was there. Like, you know, the reporting, what you report is, I don't know, but I also know. Like, you know, both things at the same time. Like, somehow you say, probably I was absent, but also not absent. There is no time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's no time.
Yeah.
But sometimes in that place of no time, or in that not space of no time, there's some kind of brightness, some kind of registering that I can recall.
Yeah, there is a telephone. Yeah, so like, you know, this, like, you know, now you are traveling, like, you know, what I was saying, like, consciousness not on duty. So from there, you know, another state, which you are not on duty, but still something like something has taken over, which looks like being on duty, you know, like you can recall, like it's another state. Like actually meditation starts here, you know, like when you are kind of off duty and blank place, and from there you keep on going, you know, you feel without being on duty, you can recall things, and then, you know, even more further that side, like this is kind of the fence or boundary of meditation. Like meditation starts from here, like where you feel these blank places. That is the beginning of meditation. Yeah, then what happens, like, you know, this dullness turns automatically into brightness. You haven't done anything. Like, you know, it was not your doing, but somehow something is done, and, you know, this is like feeling like, you know, on duty, but nobody has been on duty, you know. Like the gate has been watched without being on duty, kind of. So, you know, like the brighter state of meditation, you know, we can say. Then this will spread, you know, like this brightness what you felt was like local, we can say local, you know, confined to your body and surrounding, like maybe it goes to your like neighbor's bed, like sometimes, you know, this happens that, you know, surrounding is like your both side and maybe all the sides of neighbors, then maybe it goes all over the room. And what sage is describing, then when it has gone, you know, kind of beyond the room, like Bimalam, he's saying that Bimalam, like once, I think this experience, you know, you experience, sometimes like you are not sure that you are on only on your mattress, you know. Like you feel, maybe many times this kind of things happen, that you are not sure that, you know, maybe you are kind of on also Chris kind of. Yeah. So this is like, you know, this is like a heading towards, yeah.
Suspension.
Yeah, expensive.
But there's no
time. Nobody is doing this, you know. Like another thing is like, this is somehow, you know, happening.
So I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, only personality is not there. But something else should be, otherwise how can you be on Krishna? You know? Yes. Can you please speak loudly? Yeah. Praying cannot help you? No, he is not saying no prayers. He is saying, don't expect that grace will help you. Prayers will certainly help, because prayers, what? There are? Yeah, they are inside. So prayers certainly will help. But he is saying, like, not grace. Like, if there is grace, you know, it's into who is praying. That grace will certainly help, but not to think like somebody outside, you know. So this is what he's saying. No, he's not saying that prayer will not help. Prayer will certainly help. The sentence. Like, you know, prayer is a state of, like, you know, kind of, you know, like you are in a, like, what is prayer? You are in a state of, you know, openness and like, you know, another way, like, you know, this dropper, you know, like, yeah, eyedropper, like, you have pushed, pushed eyedropper, like, the state of prayer is like, you know, you have pushed eyedropper.
What is an eyedropper?
Eyedropper is like, you know, like when you, and then, like, so what happens because of this openness and pushing together, you know, suddenly, like, you breathe in the grace. Like, you know, your heart is, like, very open and really ready to fill in. Or, another word, like, ready to spread. Like if we use terminology of meditation, you know, your heart is in a state, is ready to, you know, be on Chris kind of thing. Like the inner mechanism of prayer, you know, is a, like, kind of heart is like fully open, you know. It's no skin there, you know, like, kind of, you know, it's that kind of opening and really ready to breathe in, not the air, but the who you are. Like, that is the prayer. So certainly prayer works. From the book? Okay. So, like, in the book he says, saying, natatra deva veda va yajna va bahudachina. Like, there, you know, in this, like, I'm talking like your terminology, in the state of prayer, no grace will help you, you know. Like, you really can help yourself in the state of prayer. Also, scriptures cannot help you. Only your state, you know, being ready will help. Also, fire puja, you know, like traditional things will not help. Also, if you are planning to, you know, make a big donation, that will also not help. Only what will help is asrayet atma vijnanam, really sheltering this state which you are in the prayer, you know, like sheltering that state will help. Right? And the result of help will be bimalam sarvato mukham, like, you know, you will be spread all over, you know, I don't know up to where all over, and having faces, like, having, like, knowing from kind of all over. Okay? That is different because in deep sleep, like, you are, like the deep, in the deep sleep, you kind of like in the morning, you report that I slept very deeply. Like somebody like was there, but not like you don't know that when I moved, you know, like to this side, to that side, this is not recorded. And in this state, what Bodhi was saying, you record, like, you know, even when you move your hand, you record. So this is like different. It's like a, we can say, more awake state. More awake, yeah. There, yeah, but probably like in deep sleep, you know, you don't recall everything in deep sleep. Like probably like the report, like in deep sleep, is also based on the body, because like body feels very fresh. Like, so probably is more based on the experience. Like when you say I slept really well, so then it's more based on your like body experience. Yeah. So you know this kind of thing. Okay.
What do you understand by grace? Because in the translation you said that what it's saying is that no grace from the outside.
Yeah.
What's your understanding of grace?
Like if, you know, like what I was saying, no grace from outside. Like if generally like our understanding to grace is like something outside. Outside me, you know.
I suppose I understand grace as not being confined by the laws of.
Yeah. So then, yeah. So then that grace helps. Yeah. That grace helps. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe just because what you were saying about prayer.
Uh huh. You are just feeling?
Feeling my way there.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to articulate something that I'm not quite sure what it is yet, but it's something about what I think you're saying by grace is when the channel for grace, when the voice of grace is somebody or something outside oneself, as opposed to the essence of what grace is.
Yeah. Atmanam paramam bhutva ya vijanat tattvata sa muchyate tu ayatnen sarva avastham kata api san. And once somebody had seen like oneself spreading, you know, unto limitless. He's saying that it's state of liberation, you know, state of liberation. To see oneself spreading unto unlimited. And another thing, like what Sage is saying, that once really this spreading is experienced, like this unlimited spreading is experienced, then you are provided an automatic gearing, you know, like kind of, you know, saying like, you know, ayatnen sarva avastham gatah apisam, like you don't have to try now, like because there are like several activities, you know, like sometimes you have to be in body, sometimes, you know, you have to be like, you know, in your neighborhood, sometimes you have to be in your village, you know, sometimes you have to be in your country, you know, there are several duties. And his, what says is Brahmaji, that you will be having an automatic gearing, you know, like, you know, if country needs you, you will be over the country, you know. If only Chris needs you, you will be over the Chris. And like, you know, it's like, but sarva avastham gatah api san, like you don't have to kind of, you know, try, you know, you don't have to really think somehow. This automatic, like, you know, automatic gearing does the job, like somehow you find yourself into several duties, not really duties, you know, into several what will be the right word, Bodhiji, you know, into several what? Several functions, we can say? Roles, several functions, you know, without having to, you know, kind of put yourself in tie and, you know, like roles, but without like a dress code kind of. So, any questions around? If what will you?
In what way can you help?
Because, like, you know, what Sage is trying to say, like, you know, you will have kind of multi, you know, multi possibilities. You know, you can be available to several, like. In this, like, spreading way, you know?
You mean more in different meditative states?
In?
You mean by roles, like different kind of layers?
No, no, like, not different kind of, like what he's trying to say is that now you are not confined to one place, you know? Like you have, like, you know, like somebody, you know, in, say, US, you know, wants to meditate with you. You are there. And somebody in Spain, you are also there, you know. Kind of. This is what he means. Yeah, I'm not sure that it's to help. Whatever that is, yeah. Yes, yeah. Like, yeah. This.
You recall that thing that kind of travels and connects with somebody else? Would you call that a spirit?
It.
Would you call that a spirit? That thing?
Yeah, yeah. Like if you have to travel and connect, then it's like a spirit connection.
Why are you saying that you're sure it helps?
Because, like, you know, I'm sure that it helps,
yeah.
But to say it, I'm not sure that I should say it or not. So that's why. Because that can create, you know, something which shouldn't be created. So. Because, like, Walji was asking, like, you know, if I'm not sure that is helpful or not, you know, this spreading and kind of. And I said, I'm sure that it's helpful, but I'm not sure that if I should say this or not. Yeah. Who don't meditate? I think, you know, even if it is, like, you know, if you are not hungry, you know, and even if a bread is there in front of you, you know, what is the use of that bread? Yeah, we can call it grace. Like, I really wanted to, you know, like, the idea we have from the grace, like, you know, little bit questioning there, you know. So that's why, kind of, you know, I'm sorry, but sometimes I have to do this, you know, because of just breaking idea, you know. And yeah, I myself feel hurt when I speak something like this, you know, because it's what sometimes I have to do that, you know. So. You mean?
You need to be free yourself from L.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to free.
First, you need to don't need the help of others.
You need
to be able to learn things together.
He's saying you need to be free from help in order to help.
Yeah. Certainly, like, you know, you are not like helping, you know, like a helper. Yeah. Yeah.
I think, were you asking Jonathan if you have to be kind of finished with your need for help in order to help?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your need for help for yourself, not your need to help.
Yeah. आत्मलाभात् परः लाभः क्वचित् अन्यः न विद्यते तत् आत्मानम् उपासीत् यः अयम् आत्मा परः तुषः. Now Sage is saying that in the beginning of this like science of soul, you know, in the beginning of this science, in the beginning of this search, you like felt like you started for yourself. You know, like, you felt that you are doing something for you. And actually, at the end, you find out that it's not only for you, you know, it's for all, like, somehow. It has not been limited to you only, you know. It really changed to all. And because at the end of search, you know, it changes into another dimension, which is like without kind of feeling helping, like help is there. So saying, tat atmanam upasit. So saying, it's worth to really kind of go into in this search and I am Atma Parah Tusha and really like spread over. Like now he's saying probably like in the beginning the sage started to help himself and end came that it's helpful for all. It's not only helpful for me as well as to all. So saying it's worth really to invest here, you know. It's really, it will be like a good kind of share to put money into, you know, because certainly this will, you know, the shares will grow, you know, like to infinite. And I am Atma Parah Tusha. So saying like, now I can say from my own experience that is really, this is like a good situation to invest your kind of life, invest your time, you know, because like what you are wishing from this investment to help yourself, but actually you not only help yourself, it happens that, you know, many people are helped by it, so it's like a good situation to invest here. I think, you know, like we can say, I think probably, you know, like this is my guess, you know, everyone eats bread, I think so. Like this is my thinking. So, like as bread helps everything, you know, what we do, like somehow because of eating bread, you know, we do many, many things. So it's like that kind of like basic help. Like many things can come out of this help. Like on all level. Certainly, yeah.
Someone who doesn't want to be helped.
Yeah. Then, you know, no way, yeah.
So the person...
Yeah, person has to be open to it, yeah. It's not like a... kind of, you know, you knock on the door and then say, ah, you know, I'm ready to help you. You know, if you are wishing for help, you know, you will get help. Like that kind of. Like we can, yeah.
Basically, that whatever
yeah.
comes
mm-hmm.
out is from
a
place of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also.
How does that help the same or different from grief from the outside?
From the?
Grief from the outside that you were talking about earlier. How does that help the same or different
from it? I think, you know, there he was. Kind of like a like a because Sage is speaking on many levels. So there he was saying that, you know, you really have to do your homework, you know, for that, like preparing us really, you know. Otherwise stick is here, you know. Kind of. And here is he's stating like more kind of normal thing, you know. Like, it's not like many times the sages, they have to lie, you know, many, many things. Like, really show their anger, you know, even, you know, anger never touches them, kind of. You know? Like, so many things, you know, because of us. That's what.
That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
This, what came to me was about working with young people.
Mm-hmm.
That quite often one isn't aware, or they're certainly not making it obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not conscious.
Yeah.
That they're either wanting or receiving
yeah.
help
yeah.
That is being given to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you apply the thing, if that person doesn't want help, they can't be helped, then it would be a fruitless and futile task to be offering anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience is that the soul is in a place of receptivity even when the personality isn't,
mm-hmm.
and that help that is given may ostensibly fall on dry ground, but in fact somewhere... some seed is germinating deep inside
yeah.
that in a month, 10 years, next lifetime
yeah, yeah.
will bear fruit.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that I agree with, yeah.
But feel that health is always...
Yeah, you know, actually, like, you know, because here are so many people to listen one statement and to make it common, you know, so that it's not like... kind of unbalanced, you know. Like, because from this statement, you know, many people will not do their homework. Like, if I say what you said, you know, then many people can be lazy, you know. So I also have to see this.
Huh?
No, like kind of, you know, like it is, they are kind of like very, you know, the one statement, you know, can be like helping some and not helping many. So maybe, like that time I kind of hesitate to say that. How would I? I will kind of, invest my time, like if this is a person, I will invest my time, little bit, to be friendly with the person, so that I can be friend with, and then there is no way that, once you become my friend, you have no escape. before, if you really don't want any help, then don't become my friend, This is the only way. So maybe we can sit quietly for a few minutes.